Welcome to Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com. My name is Chip the Block, and I'm your host for a group of law enforcement professionals that talk about today's news and issues, but we do it from a law enforcement perspective. Let me introduce the crew. Guys, if you don't mind waiting for the video portion of our show, he's back. He's a regular. Yes, we have Dr. Joel Schultz, retired police chief, and he's residing currently somewhere in the beautiful state of Colorado. He won't tell us where he is exactly, but we'll just take his word for that. Also, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith. She's the national spokesperson for the NPA, which stands for the National Police Association, and you will hear a lot more about them later on the show. So thank you so much for being on the show, guys. And hey, if you're looking at Betsy and thinking, and hey, she looks a little familiar. Yeah, that's because she's been all over TV with our own Lieutenant Randy Sutton. You know, covering all the news that's been going on over there. You know, with our missing persons investigation. So, and Betsy, what is the latest and the greatest involving that? Can you give us any snippets of anything going on, or is it business as usual?
We're on, I think it's day 39, and Nancy Guthrie is still missing. Our sheriff is still a bumbling fool. But the men and women of the Pima County Sheriff's Department, along with their FBI partners, have a task force, and they are working every lead possible. And I also want to break a little news to everybody. I did Randy Sutton's laundry while he was here in Pima County. So... we fed him, and I did his laundry. So
you could tell on International Women's Day.
Yeah, that would have been appropriate. Yes, he and my husband smoked cigars while I did his laundry. So there you go.
I thought you guys did a great job of the Guthrie investigation, keeping us apprised of what's going on. But you know, we trust you. You know, and so there's been so much ball dropping in that investigation. And I told you, and you know, before the show we talked. You know, I did missing persons investigations. I had a lot of questions. I saw a lot of things going on that I didn't understand or necessarily agree with. So I was really nice to see you and Randy, you know, in the spotlight, being able to be in the spotlight so much that you just were allowed to talk to the American people and kind of, you know, bring them up to speed from a credible source on what was going on, because there was just, well, you know what I'm talking about, just so many question marks. And I know that it will be quite some time before we find out everything that happened and did not happen, you know, in the case.
Right. Yeah. And again, don't punish these cops because they have lousy leadership. These are good people.
Good point.
Trying to do a tough job.
You know, most cops, they just want to do their job. And it's when they are restrained and kept from doing it that really just aggravates them. And so you gotta appreciate that. Hey, a shout out to our sponsors. You know, our title sponsor, Gulls at Gulls.com. And also satellite sponsor is Compliant Technologies, ComplianTechnologies.com. We also have GunLearn.com, MedicareLive, SafeguardRecruiting.com, our streaming sponsor. And if you got an agency and you need to hire people the right way, Safeguard Recruiting is the way they do it. And they're also allowing us to stream to over 1 million followers right now on social media right now during the live show. And twobells.com, they built their new online store at leoroundtable.com. We don't charge anything extra for the gear on our website. So go to leoroundtable.com, our website, upper right-hand corner, you've got our online store. And we've got shirts and mugs, like the coffee mug behind me. We don't charge anything extra. When I buy stuff, I pay the same exact price you guys pay, because we don't make a dime on it. We just are trying to get our gear out there, and so that we can, you know, just we get our name out there and advertise. So thanks a lot. A shout out to Brian Burns for the Tampa Free Press at TampaFP.com. Thanks for carrying our content. Brian, also Ray Dieter, former lawman.com. And finally, Travis Shades with LawOfficer.com. Thanks to all those entities for helping make the show happen. And now, what in the world are we talking about today? Guys, we've got a pretty good lineup. The top story is the top DOJ prosecutor saying that tens of thousands of non-citizens are on voter rolls and dozens illegally voted. So more information about that. And then we've got, it's like a who's list of what's been going on with the NPA, National Police Association. And guys, if you're not involved with NPA yet, and I'm talking about financially supporting this organization who Nancy's the national spokesperson for, you need to really, have that conversation with yourself and do it. I support them monthly, and I sleep better at night knowing that I do. And when I go over the list of everything that they have done, which means that I have done it because I financially support them, you're taking an active role. And wait till you hear the list. We're going to be talking about, that'll be our second story. I can't wait to get to that. You guys, I guarantee you're going to be surprised. Most people are not even close to being aware of everything they do. And they're, and a lot of this, most of this is just behind the scenes. You just haven't, you don't know what you don't know. And then we've got anti-ICE writers thought that they were above the law. This man is showing them otherwise. You're never going to believe that we're talking about Portland. Hey, look at Nancy's mug that she's holding up.
Betsy Brantner Smith. Betsy. Did I say, Nancy, you know, Guthrie's missing. Betsy's right here. Oh,
you got me. But I love the mug. So but she can't carry it outside the house. So you just need to have
Portland. Oh, I can, trust me.
If you have Portland on the mug, that might make a better difference. I don't know. So sorry about that, Betsy Brantner Smith. And I will just say that I don't know, the first time she was on the show, I got in the habit. Randy got me going, and I switched the name. And ever since then, so any ICE riders are not having the field day that they used to in Portland. So that is a surprising story. I can't wait to cover that as well. And moving along, we've got another story. Now these have a couple video components. A Florida guy, of course, that's how we roll in Florida. There's a man armed with an axe. He's taken down by car wash employees and he's later arrested. This guy had some skill. He was not a cop, but he probably should be. And then we have Pasco County deputy injured in a shooting after the suspect shot two other people. And then Chino police released body cam footage of an officer shooting a guy that's armed with a knife. So assuming that we have time to get to all those, that's the order that we're going to roll in. So let's hop to the first main story. And the sources are justthenews.com and tampafp.com, which the Tampa Free Press. Top DOJ prosecutor says that tens of thousands of non-citizens on voter rolls and dozens illegally voted. So I know when I say non-citizens, most people are thinking illegals. There's another mix in here, though, too, though. The top Justice Department prosecutor for civil liberties and voting rights tells Just the News that her ongoing review of state voter rolls has proven that tens of thousands of non-citizens made it into position to cast ballots, and that hundreds of thousands, you heard me right, hundreds of thousands of dead or departed residents were not properly removed from the state election systems. And she said that it's really frustrating that we're being prevented from doing our job. And this is Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Harmeet Dhillon. And she said this on Tuesday night. She criticized state election officials and federal judges who are the ones that are blocking her office from trying to obtain the data and review every state's voter roll ahead of the midterms that are coming up this year, 2026. And she also gave her early accounting of the initiative. So at least you know where the numbers are leading, which helps, you know, support her effort. Disclosed that during a wide-ranging interview on Just the News No Noise television show, that 16 states, that's 16, that they've already turned over their voter rolls to the DOJ, or they've signed a memorandum of understanding to provide the data, but we have 29 that are facing litigation that is going to have to compel them to turn over the list. And that's got to be frustrating. She says, we want every American citizen to feel confident in voting and to feel confident in the outcome of the election. And that's why we're undertaking this massive project. And she said that while having access to less than half of the state's election databases, and I think they meant the countries, Dhillon said that she's already found deeply disturbing statistics that only are bound to get worse as more states are forced to comply. And, winding it up, she says, we're finding tens of thousands of non-citizens on the voter rolls, hundreds of thousands of dead people on the voter rolls, and duplicate registrations between the states as well. That means that, you know, they're registered in multiple states. And earlier this month, the DOJ announced that it had indicted an illegal alien from Africa, just for an example, for illegally voting in 7 federal elections, and just in the state of Pennsylvania. And of course, federal law prohibits that. Sergeant Betsy.
Well, I'll tell you, I live here in Arizona, and our Secretary of State, as well as our Attorney General, have told our county recorders and our county election officials not to cooperate with the DOJ. And full disclosure, my husband was the chairman of the Republican Party here during the last Trump election. And one of his volunteers went through all of our voter rolls and discovered that our oldest voter here in Pima County, Arizona, was 126 years old, still an active voter. Pretty extraordinary. And that's the problem we have here in Arizona. And let's remember that 19 states plus the District of Columbia allow illegal aliens to get quote unquote legal driver's licenses. And guess what? Most of those 19 states also have motor voter laws. And I have worked at the polls. And when, for example, when I was working at the polls, when somebody would come in and say, I don't have ID, or their address doesn't match, or they have a driver's license from another state, you give them what's called a provisional ballot so they can still vote in federal elections. And so our system is broken, badly, badly broken, but the Democrats and a few Republicans don't want it fixed.
You know, Chief, I think you were going to say, I was curious, how close are you to Maricopa County?
I am just the south of Maricopa County. The counties in Arizona are huge. So we're, you know, Maricopa County is larger than like five states, but Pima County is also huge. And, you know, but it's very spread out. It's a border state, or it's a border county. And, but yeah, we partially border with Maricopa County, and okay, they are the epicenter of the voting crap show here in Arizona.
Yeah. And Chief Schultz.
Well, first I was surprised to hear that Betsy leans Republican. I was not aware of that. But, you know, and I'll be quick here. The Constitution leaves voting up to states with the provision that Congress can intervene. And we've had several legislative efforts that allow federal oversight, that require documentation. So this stonewalling about giving information to the feds is against present law.
Perfect timing, Chief. Thanks so much, guys. We will come back and continue this dissection right after this commercial break.
My family only cares about one thing, that I come home safe.
At Galls, every order begins with a promise. Made with purpose. Stitched for support. Backed with pride. Answered by dedicated hands. Delivering the standard you have sworn to uphold. We serve more than the mission. We serve the person. Each piece is engineered to help get our first responders through the shift and back home safe.
Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host. We're joined by Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, and we also have Chief Joel Schultz. I'm sorry, I didn't refer to you as Dr. Chief. I hope you forgive me. But,
referred to me as also.
As also. Boy, he is getting a little feisty today. All right, what's in that drink? And you know, guys, we've been talking about election stuff. We've been talking about illegals and voter rolls and all this kind of stuff. But the conversation continues. And I can't remember who was up when we went to commercial break, but we got two open mics. So whoever wants to start us off. And was it Chief Schultz? Were you the one talking when we went to break?
Yeah, I was just pointing out that there have been several pieces of legislation over the years. The 15th Amendment, you know, post-Civil War Voting Rights Act, of course, the big one in 1965, which authorized federal monitoring. And the National Voter Registration Act, 1993, which requires eligibility and accuracy of voter registration lists. And then the Help America Vote Act in 2002, which requires record keeping. So all these things are already in existence, and I really don't understand the voting officials in these 29 states that are saying, "Nah, we're not going to play that game," because if it's just state and local elections, no federal jurisdiction, as long as there's no discrimination. But when you're electing for Congress and the president, it's a different deal.
Interesting. You know, I kind of find it fascinating that a lot of people, well, obviously there's been a move to bring, look, they call them non-citizens or illegals in the vote. The article is interesting because, in addition to that, we've got a ton of people that are not even alive anymore. And then we've got dual registered voters in different states. And I know that a lot of people associate just the masses coming over here illegally and being able to vote. But even if they don't, you've got the whole electoral college thing where you get your electoral votes based off of population. And that's why we have seen the busing of illegals going to strategic places all over the country. I've got this next article. It's a companion article to the story, just talking about the illegal and some of the efforts that we've got. You know, I'm looking at Betsy's mug, and it's talking about ICE, which is what this article is about. Texas ICE agents arrest 414 child sex offenders just in the first year of Trump's return. All these people that are down on ICE and stuff, listen to some of these stats and then check yourself on what side of this you want to be on. Federal authorities in Houston, this is Houston alone, reported a significant spike in the apprehension of criminal undocumented immigrants that were tied to sex crimes against children during the first year of President Trump's return to office, and data released by ICE's enforcement and removal operations in Houston shows that 414 individuals charged with or convicted of child sex offenses were taken into custody. That's just last year. The figure represents nearly 100% increase compared to the final year of the Biden administration, when they recorded 211 arrests. So huge increase. Beyond the 761 specific child sex offenses attributed to this group of active cases, those arrested were also linked to 525 additional crimes, including homicide, robbery, and assault. Bona fide bad guys. Sergeant Betsy.
Well, and we just had an investigation conclude here in Phoenix where we rescued another, I think it was 67 young victims. Here's the problem, you know, with this unfettered illegal immigration. Remember, the federal government lost about 350,000 kids. Now, ICE and CBP have found about 150,000 of those missing kids. But this is one of the areas where the anti-ICE activists will not discuss trafficked children, trafficked women. And yet ICE is going about quietly doing their jobs and, you know, rescuing people, especially the kids, and they deserve our support. They deserve us to be loud and proud in our support for them, because the left they don't want them to continue. And going back to, you're talking about voting, remember, there's a lot of talk about having ICE at polling centers in November, and you know, they don't want them there because the illegals who come to vote do not want they don't want to encounter ICE. So we have to really push for that.
Can you hold that mug up again, Betsy? And because we have a radio and an audio component, you know, podcast stuff. So I want to. It says I support ICE, but ICE is in huge letters, and it's just not just a mug. It's like a mug. It is large enough to be used as a weapon. It looks like it's 12 inches high,
and it's metal.
That is metal, really? It's not plastic? Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. It is huge. It's a white mug and it's got that dark print on it, and you can see it from a mile away. So I think Chief Schultz wants one now.
We'll get you one. Sure. Yeah. Anything free, I'm up for. I absolutely am stunned by this defund ICE movement. It is absolutely insane. If you're willing to sacrifice the arrest of predators and traffickers, and to ignore the plight of sex trafficking victims, children. It is immoral. It's not even a good tactical approach to their concern about ICE. And you know, one of the components of ICE is HSI, Homeland Security Investigations, and they do tremendous work. I'm just looking, and I love this. It was called, in November of 25, it was called Operation Dirtbag, which happened in Florida. They arrested 54 predators and uncovered 164 sex crimes. That was just with that particular operation. And then in a previous operation, and I can't remember where this was, it was called Operation Predator. 8,000 arrests of child predators. So, I mean, the numbers are shocking and staggering. The number of kids that are being exploited, and we're having ripple effects from this unfettered immigration and people that have taken advantage of that. Kids are still hurting.
Good information. Guys, time for a second commercial break already. Stick with us. We'll be right back. All right, it's time to talk about Compliant Technologies at ComplianTechnologies.com. And they are committed to providing non-lethal solutions to help officers gain the upper hand safely and rapidly in a humane, low-optics manner, utilizing what they're called their CD3, which stands for Conductive Distraction and De-escalation Device Technology. Now, their flagship product, we all know by now, is called the Glove. It's helped officers, I was going to say tens of thousands of times, but now there are over 250,000 deployments with no injuries and no deaths. That's an encouraging stat. Yes, I said no injuries. They've actually achieved non-lethal status in an arena that predominantly can only offer less lethal results. And when it comes to weapons retention, transitioning from to a sidearm or protected energy weapon, the Glove at ComplianTechnologies.com, they virtually eliminated weapons confusion. So stay ahead of the game with Compliant Technologies and their revolutionary CD3 that hundreds of agencies have already turned to nationwide. And friends, take it from me, when it comes to safety, this is one of the most common sense, hands-on solutions that's ever come along. Go to ComplianTechnologies.com today and tell them that Chip sent you. Again, that's ComplianTechnologies.com. You'd be glad you did. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip the Block, and I'm your host. We're joined by Dr. Joel Schultz, retired police chief, and also Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, and she's the national spokesperson for the NPA. And that is important because this next series, if you guys are okay with me skipping topics here, and we spent a lot of time in the first one, which is great, but now it's time to talk about the National Police Association. So since we've had Betsy on the show, there is so much more that they do than what the titles I'm getting ready to read out, but I'm just trying to let people just get a glimpse into a little bit about what the National Police Association does. I support them monthly, and my goal is number one, to make everybody aware of who the National Police Association is, especially through their national spokesperson, Betsy Brantner-Smith, and also what do they actually do. And if you just decide to support them like I do, and I prefer monthly because it allows people to get involved and make decisions based off of monthly income instead of just one-time shot in the arm. So I like monthly because they can make financial decisions based off of a continuing donation. But let me just read up some of the titles of just some of the things they've done over the last few months. The National Police Association endorses the HALO Act, a bill designed to protect federal immigration officers from harassment. And they also endorse COPS, Anti-Organized Crime and Cartel Enforcement Act. And they also endorse the Lawless Cities Accountability Act of 2025 and also the ICE Protection Act of 2026. We're not done. The National Police Association endorses the Stop Illegal Alien Cops Act and also the Judicial Accountability for Irresponsible Leniency Jail Act. I love that one. And that is something. And that was December 12th of 2025 when they jumped on that bandwagon. They have gotten involved with so many things. Our female police officer from LAPD, Tony McBride, she was in a role to hurt when they questioned SOTS 5 and 6 for a bona fide bad guy who had a knife, and she saved lives, and they backed her. And then when it got into the headlines again, and you guys did a beautiful job of having her back when she was in a world of hurt. So I love NPA. I love what they do. Betsy, the floor is yours.
Well, here's the thing, and we're a charity. I know it sounds like a union, right? The National Police Association. We're not a union. And we get involved in so many different things. We have, I have a podcast, the National Police Association podcast. You can get that on YouTube and all that. And we, they send me out to tell the truth about police officers in the media. But we also have an amazing legal arm. We have a policy arm. Go to nationalpolice.org, nationalpolice.org. You can see all the amazing things we do, and you can hit that donate button like Chip has done, like I have done. But all of this legislation that we are supporting right now, the HALO Act and I got to tell you my favorite one. I got two favorite ones. The first is the Lawless Cities Accountability Act, where if you don't allow your police department to help, for example, ICE when they are being attacked, like what we saw in Chicago, like what we saw in Minneapolis. There are consequences for that. The Jail Act, the one that you just read, I just love that. Because what have we been seeing lately in the news? We've been seeing these repeat violent offenders engage in all kinds of nefarious behavior. And these judges, what do? They let them out. This allows for civil consequences. Wow. You as a crime victim, if you're victimized by somebody who should still be incarcerated, done things, 60, 70 arrests, and the judges keep letting them out, then you can come after civilly the judges. So it's so amazing. There's also, and this is one of my big frustrations, I don't know if people know, but there are illegal aliens who are being allowed to be police officers. We have one in my native Illinois. And, remember, if you're an illegal alien, and frankly, most times if you're a legal alien of certain stature, again, there's a Supreme Court decision on that. I won't get into all that. But if you are not 100% an American citizen, you shouldn't be able to be a police officer, right? I hope everybody agrees with that. So there's legislation that is going to disallow illegal aliens to become police officers. So a lot of great stuff. We're trying to help cops deal with organized crime. So there's an act that is trying to help fund that. Just so many great things. And we have the National Police Association. We have a policy advocate who spends a lot of her time dealing with the legislators who are sponsoring these acts or trying to get them pushed. I would really encourage everybody to go online, go on our website, nationalpolice.org, and see who sponsors all this pro-law enforcement, pro-crime victim, pro-America legislation. And see who those legislators are. It's the who's who of our congresspeople and our senators who love America.
Betsy, thanks. I noticed while you were talking about going after the judges that Chief Schultz took the gavel he usually has on the show and he moved it off camera so no one can see it. There you go. That's amazing stuff.
Yeah, and other things that I'm not as involved with NPA as I used to be, but if you want to look at a 100 or so articles that I wrote for them, you can go to the site. There's also something I'm proud of at NPA's instigation. They compiled, I think it's 10 volumes of 10 articles each that I wrote. That's free as a downloadable curriculum for homeschoolers and also for anybody else that wants to have a kind of a pro police education. And just some things that I had marginal involvement with. I wrote as a subject matter expert on an amicus brief that went to the Supreme Court. So that shows you NPA's influence. They're in the halls of justice. And there was I can't remember the name or the family name. There was an officer who was killed in, I think it was Washington State. And the family.
Yeah, Pierce County, Washington. Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to sue, saying, look, this is your fault because you're not funding personnel enough to keep this person safe. And so I had some facts and commentary on that case. So I love the mission statement that's above Betsy's head there, educating supporters of law enforcement. So and that's one of the things that this show does. And I remember you said a while back, you think probably about half of the folks are not current or retired law enforcement. But that's really the weak point in support for law enforcement, is getting our good citizens who get all this crap fed to them about how bad the cops are and let them know the reality of what they're facing and what they accomplish. So, hats off and salute to MPA. They're doing great work, significant work.
Thank you. That is so well said. When you look at the website and all the things that you can read, that you can download, You know, and we also do, we have mobile billboards to again, educate the public. We help start police explorer programs. You know, we even purchase body armor for a small agency's canine. Things like that. I mean, there's just so many great things we do. And I'm so glad you brought the homeschool program, because that is so popular. And you know, we're here in Arizona. We have a lot, because we have ESAs, we have lots of homeschoolers. And they're always, parents are always looking for something to teach their kids about law enforcement and about police officers. And they're trying to make it positive, because again, you know, we do polling. We did polling with the Rasmussen organization. Most people love the cops, and yet, you know, you look at the media you know, if all you're watching is cable news or whatever, you know, you think the cops are bad.
You know, two things. First, you were talking about illegals becoming police officers. And not long ago, we covered a story where ICE, and I believe it was the New Orleans Police Department, if I'm not mistaken, he was either in the police academy and they grabbed him before he was sworn in or had just graduated. But yeah, that's happened in California and some other places, which is really scary. And I don't know if you're familiar with that one or not, but the NPA. And doing what you guys do, I just love the way that you guys are changing lives, but behind the scenes. And you have I guess you have attorneys that are associated with the NPA as well, correct? Or
yeah, we do. What they do is contract out, you know, with attorneys that you know, whatever their expertise might be, whether it's policy, whether it's use of force, things like that. And I don't know if you can hear my lawn guy right at my window of my studio.
Well, it's perfect timing, because we have a commercial break anyhow. So so we'll let the lawn get cut. We're going to be talking about GunLearn at GunLearn.com. Stick with us. We'll be right back. All right, guys, it's time to talk about GunLearn at GunLearn.com. And as law enforcement officers, we deal with guns and we deal with ammo every day. But it's what we don't know about them that gets us into trouble. Injuries, civil lawsuits, accidental discharges, misidentifications, lost prosecutions, and disciplinary issues. But GunLearn.com, they have your back. You can quickly become extremely firearm knowledgeable by simply learning 14 training modules from the convenience of your home or your office, or by attending the live seminar at GunLearn.com. You can also become a safe, accurate, and competent certified firearm specialist like our panelist, Captain Brett Bartlett, and also attorney Ken Appianco. They both attended the course and had that classification. Now, GunLearn has been a trusted source since way back in 2011 by gun manufacturers, federal agencies, and federal prosecutors and police agencies nationwide. And you can get free training for yourself and all the personnel your agency if you host a seminar for absolutely no cost. The founder, Dana Kelly, is making that available to you. GunLearn.com. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip the Block, and I'm your host. We are joined by, yes, Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, and she's the NPA, which is the National Police Association, a national spokesperson. We also have Dr. Joel Schultz, who's a retired police chief and currently residing in the state of Colorado. And we've been talking about NPA and what they've been up to. And Betsy's done a great job of kind of, you know, bringing it all in and putting it on the spotlight. And then we've been talking about other things that they do. The guys are so much we would have to do multiple shows in order to cover everything that they're doing behind the scenes. Is that pretty much right, Betsy? I mean, really?
It absolutely is. You know, again, go to that website, nationalpolice.org. Look at our policy missions, our legal missions, our support missions, our advocacy. We have petition advocacy. And then look at that education mission. I'm so glad the chief brought that up. Because that, you know, we don't just support cops. We support citizens who support cops and who deserve the type of law enforcement that everyone needs in this country. So, nationalpolice.org. And follow us on X, you guys. Nat Police Assoc, A-S-S-O-C, and me, SGT Betsy Smith, on X. We're our X accounts are, they're rocking.
I love it. Guys, just to kind of bring people up to speed on what we're seeing on social media here. Now, these postings that I'm getting ready to read out to you, we're streaming to, I think, 5 or 6 Facebook pages right now, and also on YouTube as well. And so just these guys are agreeing with us. And we've got, well, Billy Martin wants to arrest Katie Hobbs. And they're still talking about the magazine too. You know, the magazine restrictions in California. And they're saying that Katie Hobbs just vetoed. This is Billy Martin again. Katie Hobbs just vetoed a Charlie Kirk plate for your car.
Yes.
In other words, she took the choice away from the people. It was a vanity plate that motorists could choose to buy or not. And then Alan Inman's weighing in on California and Minnesota being the states not cooperating. We got Jeanette Russell Champion. Be hard for them to get kickbacks if they can't cheat. We got Alfredo, Randy, Alan Inman, Joey is a new one. Yeah, we got a lot of commentary. And then, of course, we've got Bill and MVS over. I can't even repeat what they were saying, but they're over on Rumble. They're not happy about some of the stuff going on. So you got a lot of supporters.
You know, Chip, the National Police Association Facebook page posts, I think, every single LEO roundtable. So,
Is that right? I wasn't aware of that. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to National Police Association on Facebook, and you can, that's a one way to access the LEO roundtable and also see all the things we do.
Oh, that is fantastic. Oh, I'm so pleased to hear that. So thank you so much. So guys, moving along, we've got a little under 7 minutes. Let me get this video done, and then maybe we'll have enough time, you know, for the anti-ICE riders and that update story. But we've got this is making Florida people look bad, Betsy, and I apologize for that, because every time we have one of these whacked out videos, but then again, we have Alcatraz too, right? Alligator Alcatraz. So rumble.com, this is Butter, which is our favorite law enforcement video channel. We have a Florida guy armed with an axe taken down by car wash employees, later arrested.
Hello. Hey, I didn't do anything. I'm not resisting. What's going on? Ow! What's going on? Dude, I didn't do anything.
Sir.
Dude, watch the videos. Watch it, please.
We're going to love to.
Why are you guys tackling me so hard? Look, I...
Get on your knees. Get on your knees now.
Can I say something?
Nope, get on your knees.
What did I do?
Get on your knees.
Guys, what did I do?
Get up.
Now, look, there's a law enforcement component at the end, but I got to tell you, I was so impressed with watching this. I hope this kid gets a career in law enforcement. Ocala is what we're talking about. A Florida man arrested after reportedly threatened two Ocala car wash workers. I think that I'm old enough where I can just call them kids, right? They're probably early 20s. And he threatens them with an axe when they're closing up for business. So they're closing up for business. A lot of people realize that when you're closing up, cash registers, you're kind of susceptible to a lot of things going down when you're shutting down for the day. Bryce Thayer, 36 years old, he's our bad guy, accused of two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, which is a felony in Florida, without intent to kill, after he reportedly held up an axe to two car wash workers in Ocala. Now, he's also facing a possession of drug paraphernalia charge as well. So the Marion County Sheriff's Office, they're the guys that responded, got involved, and they go to this Ocala car wash around 8:40 p.m. on March the 9th. Because there was a physical disturbance that was reported at the car wash. Now, we have two workers there, and as they're closing up the business and locking the doors, this bad guy there approaches them, and he's irate. And when he was asked to leave by them, he produces an axe in a threatening manner towards both these guys. And so there's a point when you're watching the surveillance video on this thing that where the guy becomes, he approaches them, they start backing up. He becomes somewhat distracted. He lowers his arm with the axe, and you've got a guy that's got a set on him. And this kid charges the bad guy who wasn't expecting it, did not have time to raise the axe, and he gets him and he puts him on the ground. And this kid has got to have martial arts experience, because he straddles the guy and he's on top of him. The bad guy is face up, so he's not in a prone position, but the axe looks like it falls out of the guy's hand and it slides across the asphalt pavement. Well, the other kid, instead of, you know, he didn't know enough to move the axe out without reach. So during this fight, the bad guy reaches and he grabs the axe. So while this kid, the second kid, is trying to pull the axe out of his hand, or a guy that's on top of him, I had to rewind that and watch that. It looked, and sure enough, He was doing elbow strikes to the face of this guy. Now, in law enforcement, we can't normally do something like that unless it's like a life or death situation. But God bless this kid. When you look at the booking photo of this bad guy and look at the black eye and the busted nose, that elbow was looked like it was pretty effective. And then you got the cops that show up. They review the footage because the bad guy's saying, look, watch the video. I didn't do anything. And then there was a video of everything. They found a methamphetamine pipe that he ditched during all this thing. And so they attached that to him as well. And he went to Marion County Jail. Chief Schultz, why don't you start us off on this one?
Well, here's three phrases that a person watching a video like this ought to recognize. I didn't do nothing. I can't breathe. And out, stop hurting me.
Exactly.
Flag words.
And I mean, look, I watched it in slow motion. I was so entertained by it. And,
did you really?
You know, I went back and Marion County, the kid with the elbows, Marion County needs to recruit that kid. And
you're right.
Yeah, this is and you know what you have there. And again, this is Ocala, Florida. This is where people, obviously these two young men, felt empowered to be able to defend themselves and to defend that business that they work for. And that's what we need to see more of. We also need to see more manly men. This is toxic masculinity at its best. God bless whoever raised these young men. They need to be commended as well.
If it would have been a Starbucks or a Walmart, they would have been fired. You know, it's too bad.
You would have heard screaming like girls, you know, but instead we got manly young men who really, I would guess if you talk to both of them, they would, you know, they're committed to their job. They're committed to their business and they're committed to doing the right thing. It's wrong to walk around with an axe, smoke meth, and steal stuff. And these young men are the epitome of the opposite of that nonsense. God bless them.
So a minute and 44 seconds, the LibertyDaily.com anti-ICE riders. You may want to hold the mug up, Betsy. They thought that they were above the law. Guys, we're talking Portland here. This man is showing them otherwise. So I don't have enough time to go through the whole article, but we're in Portland, Oregon, and we have a new sheriff in town, theoretically. So most protesters arrested near Portland's immigration and their ICE facility in the past 6 months. Something's gone on because now all of a sudden they're facing charges from, Multnomah County District Attorney Nathan Vasquez's office, and he's the new guy in charge. And he's a tough guy. These guys are going to jail, facing charge. He's not scared about the win ratio, like a lot of DAs and state attorneys are, and he's getting it done. And he replaced the George Soros-backed leftist, which is Mike Schmidt. And so they're getting it done in Portland. Betsy, I'd like to get your take on that.
Well, I tell you, and we know Portland well. My husband was born there, and there is a shift happening in Portland. You know, that ICE facility is under attack and it has been almost every night for about 10 years now. And people are sick of it because it's destroying what was once a beautiful city. And I think folks are starting to realize that we need to support law enforcement, and the county prosecutor is jumping on that.
Yeah, I love it, Chief.
I'm glad the boot is off of the neck of law enforcement getting there and back on the neck of the bad guys.
They have filed charges for at least 33. Yep, there's the mug. For at least 33 or 63% of the 53 arrests described in Portland Police Bureau's press releases about anti-ICE protests from September to February. So, you know, you got to praise it, you know, when you see it. We have nothing against Portland. This is exciting stuff. So we want Portland to succeed. And I didn't know that Dave was born in Portland.
Believe it or not. So we still have family there, and it was a great place. But you know, that's why this is one of the reasons the MPA is reporting that Lawless Cities Accountability Act, because you got to enforce the law in your jurisdiction. Citizens deserve that, and so does law enforcement.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Sergeant Bessie Brantner-Smith and Chief Joel Schultz on the show. I do want to mention the Wounded Blue at thewoundedblue.org. Guys, please support our sponsors. We have Gulls.com, ComplaintTechnologies.com, Gunler.com, Medicare.life, Safeguard Recruiting, and Two Bells. Don't forget about NationalPolice.org as well. We'll see you guys back tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern.